heart of a villain is the heart of a villain. From the start to the finish, go hard and we winning. Is the heart of a villain is the heart of a villain. From the start to the finish, go hard and we winning. Is the heart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 105 of The Heart of a Villain, the podcast and live stream devoted to the Bearded Villains Worldwide Brotherhood and the lives they are changing all over the world. Tonight, guys, we're just going to get right into it. It is that time of year for Halloween, and we have two different chapters that have Halloween-themed events coming up, one this weekend and one next weekend. And before too long, in just a couple minutes, we're going to be speaking with a representative of the Rocket City Bearded Villains, talking about their event next weekend. I'm talking about Threeper. I'm talking about Mr. Garrison. He's going to call us up in just a couple minutes, talk to us a little bit about their event that they have going on. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about our event here in Northern Indiana, which I know some of you who are watching live right now are going to be hanging out with us this weekend for. So we're looking forward to a great time, great event. It has been tiring to me. I'm telling you what, I have been running nonstop. My co-captain Ed has been running nonstop, trying to make sure that we get this thing going and that we're trying to, you know, that there's no overlooked detail here and there. We've got a bunch of our guys doing the same thing. This is the first time that our chapter has done this on our own. And it's, boy, I'm telling you what, for those chapters that do this on a regular basis, those chapters that do beard comps and major events more than once a year, mad props and kudos to you, because it is an undertaking. Obviously, after you do it one time, you can come back and say, okay, regroup and realize where your shortcomings were and realize what you may have overlooked. And so we're actually looking forward to that part of it after this weekend to be able to say, what could we have done a little bit better? But but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Ezra Crow's Halloween Havoc is what we're calling it, at least this year. We're not sure what we're going to call it in future years, but we're hoping that it becomes an annual event that everybody wants to come to. I'm telling you what, we're going to be doing some sneak peeks here in just a little bit of some of the door prizes, or I'm sorry, rather the raffle and auction stuff. That is going to be really awesome. There's going to be some cool, cool, cool surprises for some people. If you're looking to spend some money on some items, if you're coming to our event this weekend, you will have plenty of time and opportunity to do just that. We have got some very, very, very cool one-of-a-kind things, and even an experience. That's right. Not just an item, but an experience that you can bid on. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of that stuff, a little bit of the surprises. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But I want to welcome everybody here who has taken some time out on a Thursday night. Mr. Puzzle's in the house. Mr. Valhalla, we're going to say happy birthday. I don't have birthday. I do have, you know, I can do some kitty sounds or something like that, but we don't. Happy birthday to Mr. Joker. It is Joker's birthday. We'll say happy birthday to him. I don't have birthday music or anything like that, but happy birthday for sure. Absolutely, absolutely. give a quick shout out to him, to Sam Hill. How you doing, buddy? Hope everything is going well for you. Rob is in the house. I'm not exactly sure which person it was that was chiming in under a gnome de plume, furry hippie beard company initially. We'll see in just a minute when I get down through the comments here. Again, like I said, Puzzle's here. And Mr. Phil McCracken, can't wait to see him here this weekend. He is our, to be announced, he is our fourth judge. He hasn't been officially announced yet, but I'm going to be officially announcing him tonight as our fourth of five judges coming in for our event this weekend. So I look forward to that. Look forward to seeing Phil. And that's going to be a good time. Let's see who else we've got in the house here tonight. Jason's here talking with us. And Job is here. How we doing? How we doing? Thanks for being here. Guys, I guess he says that was me. Sorry. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and stick right in because, we've got somebody who's at work right now. He's going to give us the lowdown on some good stuff. He is in the green room right now. We're going to try and bring him in. Mr. Threeper, are you there? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, but yeah, I get you now. All right. Well, welcome to this. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Live from work.
That's right.
All right. So, you guys have a Halloween thing. This is kind of cool because we got two Halloween themed events going on within BV in consecutive weeks. So let's get into your event. What's it called? Remind everybody what it's called and what all you guys have planned for that going on next week.
All right. So ours is called the Halloween Bash. It's our first iteration of it. We're hoping that it can be an annual thing that we do every year. But basically, we decided to do the traditional beard competition and then also do a costume contest as well. That way we could get the kids involved, get the wives involved, you know, girlfriends and stuff like that, and make it a family affair rather than the typical beard competition where the kids are just running around having fun on their own. We want them to be on stage, kind of, you know, get involved, kind of be in the spotlight a little bit, and kind of cast the image out there that BV just isn't about us, you know, and the brotherhood. It's about the families and the families that we build and the families that we choose. So, like I said, we're going to do a beard competition, and we'll have several judge categories. There's going to be business beard, natural beard under 6, natural beard over 6, over 12, styled mustache, whiskerina, and then as far as the costume contest goes, we're going to have a adult, children, and couples costume contest, as well as the normal things like live auction and raffles and things of that sort. And all the proceeds of our event are going to go to AlabamaVeterans.org. It's an organization that does several things. They don't target just one particular thing with veterans. They do a lot with PTSD, suicide awareness, suicide prevention, you know, rehousing, helping put veterans back in jobs and things of that sort. So that's where all of our benefits are going to go to is AlabamaVeterans.org. So we're hoping for a good turnout and hope that it'll turn into something that could be an annual thing where everybody can come out and have a good time and continue to grow this brotherhood and grow this family.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if, well, first of all, how did you guys come up with, that charity to choose for this year?
Well, we actually have several veterans in our, chapter. And one of our members that's in the chapter, plays in their annual golf tournament that they do every year. Okay. And does some other work with them. And, we sat down and we had several like veteran, we wanted to do something veteran because just around the corner in November, we got Veterans Day, you know? So we wanted to do something veteran related. So we had several that were on the table and, you know, my buddy just basically said, hey, why don't we just try to keep it local and, support Alabama veterans, you know? So, that's basically how we came to go with that charity. So,
yeah, great. I don't, you know, it's funny as I look back on timing of things. I don't know if when our chapter was looking at doing a Halloween theme event, we were kind of looking at another organization that does the Monsters Ball. We were looking at a few different other events that are out there that timeliness around this. So I'm not sure if we took our idea from you guys or a combination of you guys after you guys announced and them, other places, but it just seems so cool to do a beard comp and a costume contest at the same time. Such a cool way to involve a lot of different people.
Absolutely. And it kind of puts us out there in a different perspective. I'm sorry. You know, typically every event that we go to, not knocking them because every one of them I've ever been to has been a blast, yeah. You know, but it's always the same thing. You got a beard competition, auctions, and, you know, raffles, you know. So it's kind of cool to mix things up a little bit, if you will, and, you know, have a little something different to spice it up a little bit, you know. And that's what, you know, we had sat down and talked, and, you know, we've heard of the Monsters Ball, you know, and we were like, you know, nobody's ever done this in BB before, you know, it'd right. be cool to have that in BB, you know, so, we got to, once we started talking about that, you know, we got to thinking about, well, where could we have this, you know, and, the Princess Theater here locally to us, you know, was built in 1887 and they've restored it to original. They haven't updated it. To look new and fresh, you know, it was restored to original condition. So it was like, how cool would that be to have this in a theater that was built in 1887? You know, it kind of gives it that spooky vibe, you know, so to be such an old building, you know, but, you know, it just, as we got to talking about it and it just all fit, and it just seemed like such a good time, like it would be such a blast. So we pretty much made up our minds and said, yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Wow. Well, it's funny because here I am a couple days before ours, and you're a week out from yours. And this is the first – and like you said, this is the first time you guys have done this. It's kind of overwhelming to see how much you have to actually do to put one of these kind of events on. And then you look back at some of these other chapters that do it one or two times a year, and you got to raise your hand to them and just clap. I mean, for everything that they got to do for this stuff to make these things, you know, appear seamless and just a blast to go to. The behind the scenes work is crazy.
You're absolutely right. You know, when we started this, you know, we sat down at first with just a piece of paper and a pen, and we were having to do, we need this, we need that, we need this, we need that, you know. And then it seemed like every page we turned over, there was six more that would open up, you know, that it would just branch off into this other stuff that we would have to do. So, you know, credit to Smoky Mountain, you know, Nova. I've reached out to some other chapters, and I'm just like, hey, what is y'all's structure for this? You know, I'm just kind of trying to get my head wrapped around, you know, what we need to do, you know, and a lot of other chapters have been very helpful to me and our chapter, and shout out to our chapter, you know, the guys have really worked hard and hit the ground running to make this possible, especially, you know, COVID's not going away, you know, it might be slacking off, you know, there might be another variant coming out, but, you know, the guys in the chapter have hit the ground running, you know, they've worked hard, and this is something that they want to see succeed, and not just for the glory and the benefit, for the benefit of the glory, you know, they want everybody that comes in to have a good time, and, you know, we want to put ourselves on the map, you know, and we want to be, you know, one of those chapters that when you post an event, they're like, oh, I want to go to that, you know. That's what inspires me, because there's certain chapters that if they have an event, I'm not going to miss it, you know, just because I know it's going to be a blast, you know.
Yep.
And that's where we want to be. So we're hoping for a good turnout. We're hoping that that this can really make a difference in our community and make a difference for the veterans and, you know, make our organization as a whole, not our chapter, but Bearded Villains as a whole, you know, look better show the world that we do positive and we do good things.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think you guys are doing a really good job with the organizational part of it. And then the fact that, let's talk for a second about this building. You're talking about the theater. I've seen that's something I wish I would have known a little bit more about, and maybe we could have seen some pictures, because holy cow, I've seen your posters. The flyers that you put out digitally, but it mentions Princess Theater, but it just kind of looks like this facade of a cool theater. And I'm wishing I could find a way to scurry down there next week to go check out this old theater while you're doing a Halloween themed beard comp and costume contest. That adds to it. I mean, that's a really cool aspect of it. So anybody that's listening to this thing, man, maybe if you weren't sure you wanted to get down there, sounds like it's going to have to be a place to be for sure.
Yeah, and if you know, even after our event's over, I would recommend if anybody's ever in this area, of course, hit us up. We'll get some brothers together, and we'll hang out. We'll have a good time, you know, and fellowship together. But if you're ever in this area, you know, the Princess Theater, they give tours, and it's a really awesome place. It's very cool, and it's definitely worth stopping by and checking it out while you're in this area.
Well, now I feel a little bummed that I didn't get some old historical place for our event at. We're just at a Moose Lodge. It's an old Moose Lodge. I guess I could say that. It's not spooky, scary, or anything like that. But
we just happen to be blessed cool. that it's right down the street. I mean, it's literally right here at us, you know. So yeah. It was always going to be that from the beginning, you know. Yeah. We knew that's where we want to be, you know. So
very cool. And you guys are doing a lot of beard categories, really. You're not slimming that down. So you actually went with quite a few categories there. Can you remind us again what those were? Because there's a bunch of them there.
Yeah, so we're going to do business beard. We're going to do natural beard 6 and under. We're going to do natural beard 6 and over. Natural beard over 12. We're going to do partial beard, whiskerina, and then freestyle.
Wow.
So,
very cool. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything? I know you guys are doing something on Friday night as well, right?
Yeah, we're doing the meet and greet at a local tavern called The Brick. That way everybody, you know, the normal meet and greets, everybody can get to know each other, catch up with brothers you hadn't seen in a while, meet new brothers, you know, have some drinks, you know, play some pool, and just fellowship and have a good time, before the shenanigans kick off on Saturday. So,
yeah, I don't know if you guys had this problem or not, but for some reason up here in Indiana, we did, we have a whole bunch of like, you know, breweries and different places out there like that. But I think so many places are still under COVID hours, and there's all these places that are closing even on a Friday night at like 10 o'clock. And so we had the hardest time trying to find a place for everybody that wanted to get together on a Friday night to go together. So lucky for you guys were able to find a place. I don't know if there's different hours, different, you know, principles that apply, you know, in Alabama versus what we have to deal with up here in Indiana. But it's one of those weird things. Every place we called, it was like, yeah, we close at 10 on a Friday night. Right. Wow. Yeah.
The taverns and the bars that are going to be in the immediate vicinity of our venue. The venue is actually just a block away from where our meet and greet's going to be. They typically close between 1 and 2 o'clock. So we'll have, you know, people can go as long as they want.
Lucky for you.
They want to hang out for a little while and then go back to the hotel, they can do that. Or if everybody wants to just fellowship and have a good time until 1 or 2, we can do that too.
Man, I'm looking forward to seeing pictures. Obviously the beard comp stuff's always fun, but then you throw in the costume contests, and it's always a good time, man. So
absolutely.
I'm glad we could get you on here to talk a little bit about it. And guys, I'm telling you what, this is the year. This is the year for us to be getting back out there and finding a way to support other chapters and their events. We've had so many opportunities, especially in the last 6 months, and it's going to continue. I'm going to be mentioning other chapters events over the next 6 months that we have upcoming. So don't lose out on a chance to help out one of the chapters that's really trying to put a name for themselves, especially those of us who have only been around for a year and we're trying to get our feet planted a little bit. And, you know, no chapter is going to be more grateful than those guys that can see and get that support from day one. So I hope it's a killer of a my Halloween reference. I know it was bad, but I hope you have a lot of good turnout, man. I can't wait to see what happens and see pictures and videos after the fact, man.
Thank you. And one more thing to add that I forgot to mention earlier, the Hamptons Roads Traveling Gnome is going to be up for grabs at this event. So the beard club that has the highest number of representatives will be taking that gnome home from us, and my wife couldn't be more happy because she said she's tired of seeing it on my mantle. So,
okay, the traveling gnome is up for grabs at this event. All right, so who's going to bring that thing home? I can't wait to see that too. For some reason, it seems to always stay in the South. I don't know. I'm not sure how fair that is, but we'll see. One of these days, we'll get some people from the North. We'll get some Yankees down here, down there to take it.
That's right.
All right. Threeper, man, thanks so much. Have a great week. Hope you're able to get all the prep work, the last-minute prep work that you need to do done, and have a great and awesome and just incredibly successful event, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me, and much love to the Bearded Villains worldwide.
All right.
Much love and respect.
Thanks again, bud. Take care.
All right. We'll see.
All right. All right. Threeper joining us. They are going to have a blast. I had no idea. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I didn't know that their event was at this historic theater setting. That's pretty darn cool. And sorry, I'm looking through some of the comments here of the people chatting in live. But yeah, I know what it's like to now, having gone through this, I know how difficult it can be to try and do all these last-minute preps and everything else. But yeah, you have two chances, folks, two chances to do Halloween-themed events this week in northern Indiana, in Valparaiso, Indiana, with the Northern Indiana Bearded Villains. And then next week, down with the Rocket City Bearded Villains down in Alabama, they're going to have a blast. And I'll have all the details for that again when we get to the calendar of events. We'll scroll through that. But I'm glad he was able to take a few minutes out of work to chat with us about that. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. So let me, because I can, just because I can, and because this is, I'm the host of this podcast, right? I'm going to talk a little bit about our event because we have it this weekend, and I wasn't able to set up some dual screen thing with me interviewing myself, to talk about it. But I will say, one of the reasons that we chose to do a Halloween themed event was obviously because of the Northern Indiana logo. And when we created the logo for our new chapter last year, we realized that we wanted to do something that was a little bit further away from Indian heritage, which is typical for the state of Indiana. But we wanted to do something that was totally Indiana for people that are from Indiana, you would know. And that's all cornfields, scarecrows, and the American crow. And that's why we chose the logo that we chose. And it's been really well received. But one of the things that we realized very quickly was that we're doing ourselves a disservice if we have that logo and we don't do a Halloween themed event. That was something that my co-captain Ed said from the very, very beginning. He said, you know, we've got to do a Halloween themed event if we have this logo. Yeah, I know we do. So insert this event this week. Now, we chose to do ourselves. We chose to do this weekend because we polled our guys, and many of our guys said that they would rather not do it the following weekend, which I'm glad now, because I would have hated for us to have the same type of event on the same weekend that Rocket City did theirs. But we actually chose to do ours this weekend because so many of the guys said that they were going to want to be home for families, for kids, for trick-or-treating, and to actually travel or expect others to travel would have been a different thing all the way up here, because where we're at, it's more than just a 2-hour drive to get to us for most chapters. So we chose this weekend, and hopefully it's going to be something that we can really impress some people with and have a lot of fun with. We have so much. We have so much that is Halloween themed or horror themed going on with this weekend. And I can tell you that I have shared on, I believe it was Instagram earlier this week, just to go over a few things as far as auction and or raffle items. Rotten Bones, such a great company out there that has supported and and has made items for chapters all over the BV map. But Rotten Bones stepped up and said that they would they actually provided us with five rings. So they came on board as a partial sponsor and gave us five horror rings. So you'll have, if you're present, you'll have your chance to win a Jason, a Michael, a Freddy, a clown from It, or a Chucky ring. So all horror themed, very, very cool. We're going to have those available for auction. We have just received today, you'll like this. I'm going to get out my special box of goodies. So today I received, I was a little worried, but I need to say a special thank you to our brothers over in England, Central England, because as many of you know, the Central England Bearded Villain chapter just this past year put out a series of patches that were horror themed. And they've done such a great job of making a variety of different patches. As I'm digging through this box, you're going to be listening to my rattling of the papers. But they've done such a great job creating patches and a variety of different patches based off of their chapter patch. And so Bearded Villain Central England, I have to give them a public shout-out, very big shout-out, so thank you so much, because the Bearded Villain Central England chapter reached, when I was talking with Captain Mark, check this out, folks. We're going to have up available some Bearded Villains Central England summer patches available, and not complete sets, because the complete sets were sold out a while back, but we have a variety, and I'm showing them on the screen here now, of patches that are from their horror collection, and there's only, I believe, three of them that we will not have. So these patches will be available in the auction. If you missed out, and I'm telling you what, the detail on these is amazing. So big shout out to Neil Longman for designing these over in Central, with the Central England boys. But these patches we will have available, and to help us out, to help us raise money for the Ronald McDonald Houses of Northern Indiana. Mark, Captain Mark Clinch, buddy, you're a lifesaver, jumped on board right away and said, hey, you know, we would love to help you guys out. These patches are amazing quality. You are going to want to jump on these if you're present. So these will be part of what's available in the stash of goodies, if you are present this weekend. So yeah, very, very cool patches. I want to say there's 9 different ones available that you'll be able to get your hands on in a variety of different ways. So that is from one of our sponsors, Central England. Thank you so much for jumping on board and helping out with that. Then I need to give a big shout out to Mr. Larry Robinson. I'm wearing one of their ECM shirts right now. But Mr. Larry came on, and in conversations with him and seeing his side business that he does, he jumped on and said, hey, I can help you guys out with some stuff too. And so we're going to have a couple different varieties of flasks with the Bearded Villains Northern Indiana logo on it, available in an auction. We're going to have, this one is really cool, boys and girls. The Northern Indiana chapter logo shot glass and a frosted shot glass. Very cool. Me likey much. You're going to probably have to fight off a bunch of our guys for some of this stuff, but you can do it. You can do it. It's always fun to see when people have to really go crazy and fight for things, right? That are out there. And then this one here is really cool. We've got a tumbler, if you know what a tumbler is, cup, glass, whatever you call them. And the logo, graphic that he put on this thing, this is going to be a fun one to watch. How many people really badly want one of these? There's only one of these available. All this stuff is basically one-off. So these are only one availables. And so this little thing here, very cool tumbler. It's a cup with a lid. One of those, you can use it for coffee. It's insulated, so you can use it for coffee, keep things hot or keep things cold, right? But how cool is that? Very cool graphic that he put on there for us. This thing is going to go crazy. There's going to be a lot of people wanting on this one. So what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? We are raising money. We are raising money for Ronald McDonald Houses of Northern Indiana. Now, what we decided to do here is in the process of trying to decide who we wanted to be our recipient from our event. One of the big things that came to mind was it's Halloween. And who is Halloween for? Generally speaking, it's for the kids. And what is one of the most heart-wrenching things to see kids going through? Medical issues, right? And so it just made sense that we wanted to, in some way, raise money for an organization that helps families out for children when they are going through the worst, medically speaking. And the Ronald McDonald Houses, if you didn't already know the amazing work that they do, they are pretty much at this point a worldwide organization. They're all over the place. Many different countries. I wish I could tell you how many, but they're all over the place. And they provide so many different resources to families in need. And a lot of times, the personal story that I have to it is that a lot of times people feel that they don't qualify. People feel that either they make too much money. People feel that having resources like what the Ronald McDonald House offers to families, that you need to be in some dire financial strait in order to deserve those resources. And that's not the case at all. One of the most amazing things that they do is that they cater to the needs of families regardless of their situation. And it doesn't matter because it's for your family. It's for your kids. And so our efforts this weekend are twofold. One, obviously, to have a great time with the costume contest and with the beard competition to raise money for the Ronald McDonald Houses of Northern Indiana. Again, I said we have two of them attached to two major hospitals in Northern Indiana. Now, the way that we're going to be doing this is twofold. One, we are asking anybody, and I'm reaching back out again to all of you who are listening, who are planning on coming this weekend. If you're planning on coming this weekend, please do me a favor. If it's at all possible, swing by grocery store, swing by a Target, an Al, or, you know, whatever your grocery store is, a Walmart, whatever you can find, and find the aisle that has the prepackaged, individually wrapped snack packs. So your crackers, your cookies, your chips, those kinds of things. Also Little Debbie's, you know, the cheese and crackers sets, those types of things. These are going to be donated. We're going to ask people to bring as much of those as you can to the event. And then we are going to donate those back to the Ronald McDonald houses because they can be used in two different ways. They're going to be used as trick-or-treat items for the kids at the hospital, at the Ronald McDonald houses. Because of a variety of different medical issues, they try not to give kids candy, as you could probably well imagine. And so still to offer them a treat, they give them these prepackaged items like this, the crackers, the cookies, the things like that. And it goes over much better than just a bag of candy. And so we're going to give those, and then they will be able to utilize those when they do their little trick-or-treating at the individual Ronald McDonald houses. The other thing that they do with these is that they put them on a cart that they roll around the units over the course of each day. And they will allow the family members, not just the sick kids that are there. One of the great things about what the Ronald McDonald House does is that they cater to the families of the sick kids as well. It's about the families. And so they offer up snacks and things to family members, to siblings, to, you know, of the kids that are there in the hospital. So it's such a cool thing. So that's one of the other things that we're asking people to do. When they come, please try to bring some variety of those. If you can, we're going to be collecting those and distributing those out as well. The other side of it is the money. We're going to be splitting all of the proceeds down the middle of the weekend and donating those to the two Ronald McDonald houses of Northern Indiana. And I'm super excited about that. One of the things that I'm looking forward to most in the evening Saturday is to being able to talk a little bit about my personal story regarding Ronald McDonald houses. We're going to be having another brother come up and talk to us a very personal story of his about an attachment to the Ronald McDonald house as well. But we're looking forward to it as a chance to just raise a bunch of money for an incredible organization that does so many good things in so many different ways for families all over the world. So that's our event. And one of the things that we're doing, if you remember, I mentioned to Threeper when we were talking about their event next week, I congratulated him on the sheer number of beard categories that they're doing because we... We are not doing the that number of categories. It was hard for us to try and think, you know, that we would have that we just I don't know, because we figured we had the beard competition and the costume contest. We didn't want to overkill ourselves with additional categories. So congratulations to those guys for having so many different beard comp categories. I believe we have five, so, but it'll be great. And then we have the costume contest. We have an adult men's, adult women's, a couples, and a kids category as well. So we're looking forward to having a great time, lots and lots of fun. It's in Valparaiso, Indiana. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, the meet and greet is, if you're in town, hit us up. Because we'll tell you where we're at. It's one of those types of things. Just because, as I said, it's the meet and greet locations were kind of in limbo until probably tonight or tomorrow. There is a planned, this is a unique one, there is a planned group going to a haunted house. We here in Northern Indiana have a brother who, along with his significant other, they act out. They actually are actors in one of the haunted houses that is deemed the scariest haunted house in northern India or in all of Indiana. And Haunted Hills Hospital, I believe, is what it's called. And so they were going. They are actually participating in that. And we have a discount code for attendees that are coming for the weekend. If they want to go to the haunt on Friday night, they can go to that. So it's an all around Halloween themed weekend here in Northern Indiana, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to putting our foot down and welcoming everybody and seeing what we can do to not only have an amazing event, but raise some great money for an incredible organization. So yeah, looking forward to it. Let's see. Let's do this. If you are looking for an all-natural beard oil that will not only tame your beard and coarse hairs, but make your beard soft and smell amazing, check out Pulpo Beard Oils. Veteran-owned and made for today's beards, Pulpo Beard Products combine the best beard ingredients on the market with incredible customer service to ensure your happiness. Whether you need beard wash, beard oil, beard balm, or some fun clothing, Pulpo is the place to go. Feel fresh, feel savage, feel confident with Pulpo Beard Oils. Go to Pulpo Beard Oils, that's P-U-L-P-O, beardoils.com, and use the code THEHEARTOFAVILLAIN for a discount on your order. Okay, guys, I'm going to slide in to our calendar of events. I got a couple of addendums to talk about as we get through there, some add-ons and different things like that, some new information that's come across that I think is kind of cool, and I want to make sure that I address, obviously, when the time comes for that, for sure. So, let's do it. This weekend, October 23rd, Ezra Crowe's Halloween Havoc, hosted by the Bearded Villains of Northern Indiana, benefiting the Ronald McDonald Houses of Northern Indiana. There's a beard competition, costume contest. It's in Northern Indiana, in Valparaiso, Indiana. There's all sorts of other surprises. As I kind of teased earlier, there is actually going to be a experience auctioned off. That's all I can say right now. That's all I can say. But it's going to be cool to see who all wants in on that one. October 30th, the Downtown Halloween Bash. We heard Threeper on here talking about it just a few minutes back. The Downtown Halloween Bash, hosted by the Rocket City Bearded Villains. It's going to be at that Princess Theater, that historic theater in Decatur, Alabama, I believe. October 30th, they've got all sorts of other things planned as well, with the auctions, with the raffles, different things like that. That's the Downtown Halloween Bash next weekend, October 30th, hosted by the Rocket City Bearded Villains. November 5th through the 7th is the Slugger City Bash. The Slugger City Boys are back and better than ever with the Slugger City Bash in Louisville, Kentucky, November 5th through the 7th. Then the following weekend in Southern Indiana in Evansville, that's right, it's Battle of the Beards 2021 is back. November 12th through the 14th. Don't forget, if you're going to that, find a way to buy me some drinks, right? Nobody ever buys me drinks on my birthday. Mostly because I'm home by myself. But this year, I'm not going to be. November 12th through the 14th. That's right, on the 13th. Battle of the Beards 2021, hosted by the Bearded Villains of Southern Indiana. Then we get into November 13th, also the same weekend, but in a different part of the country. Beards Away. Beards Away is hosted by the Virginia Bearded Villains. It's the 6th anniversary and beard competition, hosted at the Bunker Brew Pub by the Virginia Bearded Villains. They've done something really kind of cool here. As several of you guys know, they lost a brother, and Beards Away is going to be, as I said, I'm trying to read this now, this note that I've gotten. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit slow on the uptake here. But they have renamed their the category in the 0 to 4 inch class. In the 0 to 4 inch class, they've renamed it the Mayday class. The Mayday class, in honor of the brother that they lost earlier this year, Mayday. This would have been the class that he would have competed in. So what a cool testament and cool way to honor a brother. If you're in that 0 to 4 category, you are in the Mayday class for Beards Away. Be cool. Be very, very cool. All right. Later in that month, November 26th to the 28th, is the Cajun Beard Bash. The Cajun Beard Bash, hosted by the Bearded Villains of Louisiana. It is Louisiana's largest beard competition. That's right. The largest in all of Louisiana. There's vendors, prizes, music, food, all sorts of stuff. Of course there's food. It's Louisiana, right? But that's the Cajun Beard Bash, hosted by the Bearded Villains of Louisiana, November 26th to the 28th. Also, January 8th, sliding into 2022, the Smoky Mountain Bearded Villains have a four-year anniversary of beard competition. These are one of those chapters that I mentioned earlier. They just did, seems like just a few months ago, Knox Villains. Now they're coming back with another beard comp, celebrating the four-year anniversary. So they're gluttons for punishment, I guess. This one's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and it benefits Hinderless 22. The Smoky Mountain Bearded Villains four-year anniversary and beard competition, January 8th, 2022. Also want to mention a couple of other things that have come across the board here. Sunday, November 7th, the Phoenix Bearded Villains are presenting All Villains Eve. It's a charity pro wrestling show. How cool is that? A charity pro wrestling show. $5 entry to benefit Phoenix Children's Hospital Toy Drive. This is not the first time they've done this. I remember this, if I'm not mistaken, from last year, and I thought it was really cool when they did it then. But All Villains Eve, a charity pro wrestling show benefiting the Children's Hospital Toy Drive in Phoenix. That's very, very cool. And then also in 2022, the Bearded Villains London have kind of reached out and said, save the date. Villain Fest 5, save the date. It's June 11th at Gigi's Hoxton. That's the Bearded Villains London, Villain Fest 5, June 11th. So that's what I've got on the books right now. I do know that Beardingham, hosted by Central England, is the first weekend of December, but it's all sold out. So I didn't figure on mentioning it because I didn't want to rub it in your face if you can't go. Because that's just mean, really, isn't it? That's just mean. All right, guys. I want to give a really big shout out right now while I can to the organization that I just played a sponsorship for just a few minutes ago, Pulpo. Pulpo has stepped up and stepped up to be a major sponsor for our event, for our Ezra Crowe's Halloween Havoc, and to be providing prize material for our winners in the beard comp categories. So I wanted to give a big shout out publicly to Pulpo for that. I think it's a really cool thing that they've been willing to do, and very, very, very gracious of you to do that. So. I'll leave it at that. All right, guys. Well, hey, you know what that time it is? It's been a short episode, it feels like, but really not. That's going to wrap up episode 105 of The Heart of a Villain. Remember, you can still buy those shirts, patches, pins, and all the good stuff at theheartofavillain.simplecast.com. Theheartofavillain.simplecast.com. That's where you can also listen to all previous 104 episodes of this here show. I want to challenge you guys, as I always do, to be the villain that the world needs you to be, because the heart of a villain never stops beating. Finally, guys, the most important words I say every week, and they never mean more than the next time I say them. It's okay not to be okay. If you are hurting, please find a brother to talk to. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. So, guys, have a great night. Enjoy this weekend. Come up to Northern Indiana if you're still in the area and you're not sure what you want to do. come have some fun with us at Halloween Havoc. Till then, I will see you next week for episode 106. Take care. Stay safe. From the start to the finish, go hard.